This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN weather experts have warned that there's a greater chance now that the Earth's average temperature will exceed the key threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels in at least one of the next 5 years. The development highlights the pressure faced by the international community to stop this from happening, in line with the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. In its latest annual update, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said that between now and 2024, there's a 20% chance that average global temperatures will exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius for at least 1 year. That likelihood is increasing with time, it noted, citing data from partner weather centres indicating that over the next 5 years, almost all regions will probably be warmer than the recent past, while the Arctic will likely warm by more than twice the global average this year. Other findings from the UN agency's annual update indicate that high-latitude regions and the Sahel are likely to be wetter than the recent past, whereas northern and eastern parts of South America could well be drier. This year could also be marked by sea level pressure anomalies, suggesting that the northern North Atlantic region could have stronger westerly winds, leading to more storms in Western Europe. Millions of refugees across Africa face even greater food insecurity because of aid disruption and rising food prices linked to the COVID-19 crisis, UN humanitarians warned on Thursday. The alert from the World Food Programme, WFP, and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, coincides with ongoing conflict and natural disasters on the continent, along with severe underfunding for their work. In Bibidi refugee settlement in Uganda, WFP cut food rations by 30% owing to cash shortfalls. More than 3.2 million refugees across East Africa are already receiving reduced rations for the same reason, including in Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, South Sudan, and Tanzania. Funding shortfalls either threaten or have led to food cuts in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Malawi, Mozambique, and Zambia. Without urgent action, levels of acute malnutrition, stunting, and anemia are expected to rise, the agency said. They also urged governments to ensure that refugees and displaced populations were included in social safety nets and COVID-19 response plans to ensure they can access food and emergency cash assistance. Finally, the growing use of weaponized drones risks destabilizing global peace and security and creating a drone power club among nations, a senior UN-appointed independent rights expert said on Thursday. At the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Agnès Callamard, Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Killings, said that more than 100 countries have military drones and more than a third are thought to possess the largest and deadliest autonomous weapons. States use them on the grounds of self-defense, defined in a very elastic fashion against purported terrorists, she told journalists later, risking a situation where there will be no red lines, really.
As more armies, government and non-state actors acquire armed drones and use them for targeted killing, there is a clear danger that war will come to be seen as normal rather than the opposite of peace. In fact, war is at risk of being normalized as a legitimate and necessary companion to peace and not its opposite.
Ms. Callamard cited the drone strike killing in Iraq of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani on the 3rd of January, for which the United States claimed responsibility and which she insisted was a violation of the UN Charter. Until recently, only non-state actors had carried out such targeted killings, she said, noting that their benefits were as illusory as the myth of a surgical strike. Asked about the latest developments in the trial in Turkey into the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist assassinated in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul in 2018, the independent expert described the proceedings as an important step. His killing had been violent and extreme, she said, adding that she hoped the trial might increase the chances of accountability via an international probe. Daniel Johnson, UN News.